Go ahead and turn back to John chapter 10. Just going to read verses 17 and 18. Because I did a little bit of this last week and I wanted to do some more. John chapter 10, verse 17. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now, as just a little bit of review, we're talking about Jesus Christ said, I am the good shepherd. From the parable at the very beginning of John chapter 10. And then he explained what the parable meant. He talked about the good shepherd. His sheep hear his voice. He leads the way. They follow him. Then he says, I'm the good shepherd. Just in case you weren't sure, he said it again. Both times he said it, he says, I lay down my life for the sheep. The good shepherd layeth down his life for the sheep. Then we come to this. He says, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life. And he adds that one little detail at the end. I said it last week. This is something most shepherds can't do. I take it up again. I mean, there may have been shepherds who laid down their life for their sheep, who have been defending the flock and may have given their life. But this is the good shepherd. He lays it down for the sheep. He's told us twice before. This is the third time. It was going to happen. But then he says, I take it up again. Laying down his life for the sheep was not the end. There was more to come. And as I said, we've seen the fulfillment of this. Jesus Christ did die on the cross for the sheep, for his people. It was definite, it was particular. If you want to use the word limited, you go right ahead. It's limited in number, it's not limited in scope. The salvation, the redemption was complete. Because after he was raised from the dead, he went and went to the Father, made the offering to the Father. That's in other places. That's not what he's talking about here. But this isn't all of the story. I've read the end. I know how it ends. Christ wins. Actually, he already won. Because from the beginning, he declared the end. We're just waiting to get there. We're here. But the good shepherd will and has done everything in perfect agreement with the Father. And I was looking at this where it says, that I might take it up again. Because it uses that word might, like there's some doubt. Because when we use the word might, we use might or might not. That's not what this word means. The word that actually is translated from the word meaning to the intent. That I might take it up again. To the intent. And the word might actually, it is the word, where am I? Da-da-da-da-da. Actually, the two words might take are translated from one Greek word meaning get hold of. I like that. Now, we also looked at the word layeth down last week as to place down. So the good shepherd was going to place down his life to the intent he would take hold of it again. This was the plan. Christ said it three times. He was going to lay down his life. The sacrifice was necessary. The sacrifice was purposed. The sacrifice was planned. The sacrifice was accomplished. Calvary. I get tired because you do hear weird things every now and then. David heard of the one fella, and I had never heard that one in that particular manner. And actually, to be honest, I never heard anything really quite phrased as stupid if you're supposed to be a Christian. Well, if I'd have been at that crucifixion, I'd have stopped it. No, you wouldn't. You'd been dead if you tried. The redemption of all of the sheep of God was accomplished when the good shepherd laid down his life and took a hold of it again and made that offering to God. God the Father accepted the offering of God the Son. By that offering, according to Hebrews, we are sanctified. And we are perfected by one offering. That's all there ever was. That's all there ever will be. The good shepherd is not laying down his life again for anyone. He laid down his life for the sheep. It's done. No more death for the good shepherd. Period. Now, Walter, the word that came to mind when I was reading this is substitution. The substitution is for the sheep. It doesn't matter whether the sheep know it or not. It doesn't matter whether the sheep realize it or not. Not for the substitution. This is a sacrifice, a substitutionary sacrifice, and this is the work of the Good Shepherd. And because of this substitution, because of the Good Shepherd laying down his life, the sheep will not die. The Good Shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. There was a threat to their life, to their existence, if you will. They wouldn't have existed without his sacrifice. They would not have existed without his substitution. That's why it's a dumb thing to say, I would have prevented the crucifixion of Christ had I been able. Because great, if you're a believer, you're taking out your own existence. Couldn't do it anyway. It was the purpose and plan of God. I'm sorry, that guy's an idiot. No, I'm not sorry he's an idiot, but I'm sorry I have to be the one to tell him he's an idiot if he'd listen. I deal with enough idiots at work. I don't need any more. Between customers and co-workers and everything else, we're surrounded by people who have no idea who God is, what he's done, what he's doing. That's why you still see crucifixes all over the place. He's not there anymore. That's why you can always sell, what is it, porcelain figurines of the baby Jesus in manger scenes. He's not there anymore either. I don't see any porcelain figurines of Jesus Christ sitting on the throne with his enemies under his feet. I don't see any figurines of Jesus Christ coming back as the wrathful lamb and slaying his enemies. I don't have a porcelain figurine, although I wouldn't mind having one, of him turning over the tables in the money changers' tables in the temple and waving a whip at them to run them out of the building. I kind of like that image. I do. People don't know about this. And they don't know that the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. It was a substitution for their life. He laid down his life. Otherwise, we're dead. We're dead. In trespasses and in sins, we're dead without the good shepherd. And I wanted to go, and I will now, to Ephesians chapter 1, just to parlay a little bit of this into what the Good Shepherd meant. Actually, what he accomplished. Ephesians chapter 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, this is verse 1. By the will of God. To the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Where am I? Okay. Just the first five verses. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. I just want to stop right there for a little bit. Walter, how does one get to be a sheep? Well, I'm glad you asked. One does not. The Father chooses his people in Christ before the foundation of the world. That's how you get to be a sheep. That's the definition of a sheep. Chosen in him before the foundation of the world. We are sheep before we ever know it. It really doesn't seem fair to some people, I understand, and I've heard that before. But that's why we call it grace and not fair. The fair thing would be for everyone to go to hell. I don't want that. I'll pass. If I get a vote, Mason, that's my vote. I don't want fairness. Fairness won't do me any good. Because we're all like sheep that went astray. We weren't even looking for the shepherd. He had to come find us. But the reason he came and found us is because he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. And if you got a problem with that, you got a problem with the book, I can't help you. That's what the book says. That's what the book means. And I agree with Walter on that wholeheartedly. The sheep were chosen before the foundation of the world. Jesus Christ was the good shepherd before the foundation of the world. He was also the lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. He also was with God and was God. How do you do all that at once? I can't, he can. He's God, I'm not. I didn't ask to be chosen, but if I had a choice, I'd ask. But don't worry. I didn't have a chance because I was too dumb to know. I mentioned that a few weeks ago. I remembered that, Walter, when that fellow says, I'm not too dumb to know a good thing when I see one. Well, nobody is when they see one. That's the truth. Why do bad things happen to good people? Don't know. Never met any good people. They don't. Bad things happen to bad people. Bad people is all we have. It's what we are. It's what we were. And guess what? It's still what we are. However, in Him, in love, the sheep are holy and without blame. I like that. I'm still a bad person. I'm still depraved. The flesh is still the flesh. And I want rid of it some days. Other days I indulge it too much. But before Him in love, because I was chosen in Him before the foundation of the world, before Him I am holy and without blame. That's what I want to be. And that's what every sheep is. Yeah. In Him. Not in ourselves. We're still sheep. We're still dumb. We're still wandering. If it wasn't for the shepherd and if it wasn't for His power keeping us together, the fold would scatter. But He's promised there's one fold, there's one shepherd. And He's the good shepherd. He's going to do what He said. And the reason I can be holy and without blame before Him in love is because the good shepherd laid down His life for the sheep. And He took a hold of His life again. And He gives His sheep life. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. The sheep got no will in this until after He brings them in. Then I am perfectly willing to let Jesus Christ save me after He already has. I am perfectly happy that He has saved me. And I'm perfectly happy that He can keep me saved. Matter of fact, that's a joyous thought. There are some people, and their theology will bear them out, that unfortunately they leave it up to the sheep to keep themselves in the fold. Well, that ain't going to happen. The good shepherd keeps His fold, keeps His flock. And they will go in and out and they will find pasture. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to His purpose. The purpose, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. We were chosen before the foundation of the world we are predestinated to the adoption of children. There is a time, as I said, before the foundation of the world, sheep were chosen. And they're sheep then. They're sheep now. And they always will be sheep. But there comes a time when the sheep come to know the Good Shepherd's voice. He spoke of that with the others. He says, other sheep I have. Okay, he has them. They're his. Other sheep I have, not of this fold. They're not there. There's only one fold. He's getting ready to say that. But they're not in this fold right now. Them I must bring. Because we are predestinated to the adoption of children. We're going to know it. The Good Shepherd calls his sheep by name. They hear his voice and they follow him. That's his promise. That's his work. It's going to happen. There is no election unless there is a regeneration and conversion. And conversion. He's promised that to us. That we will know the joy of His salvation. His salvation. I know my sheep and am known of mine. That's his words, not mine. This adoption of children is by Jesus Christ to himself because, guess what? They're my sheep. I know my sheep and am known of mine. His sheep know him. They will. He calls them by name and they follow him. Why? Because this is their destiny. They're predestined to it, Mason. All of the sheep are predestined under the adoption of children. We have received the spirit of adoption whereby we can cry, Abba, Father. And we had the spirit of fear, but now we get the spirit of adoption. This is the promise to all of the sheep. These sheep, his sheep, will, shall, and have got to receive the spirit of adoption. Because his sheep know him. That's what he said. When I call them, they know. And when he calls, you do know. Walter, I looked at that too again after this, when I was looking back at this. Which says, them also I must bring. The word also is translated from a Greek word defined likewise. Them likewise. I must bring. Any sheep that's already in the fold is there because the Good Shepherd brought him. And they brought them in the exact same way that he's going to bring you. And the key word is sovereignly. Graciously. Lovingly, but sovereignly. It's his power. Go back to the Old Testament. Thy people shall be willing in the day of, not their willingness, thy power. Any sheep brought in are exactly that, brought in. He brings them. The ones that are in the fold because the Good Shepherd already brought them. Matter of fact, there's no sheep in the fold except the good shepherd brought them. He was given to them by the Father too. These also I must bring. And he brings them all in. Because we are predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. He's our shepherd. And we are in his fold. To himself. He brings them all in, and he brings them all in the same way, likewise. Now, that's not the way man thinks it should be done, but that's okay. It's not up to man. It's up to man, things would be fair. And I still don't want fair. I need to be chosen before the foundation of the world. I need to be predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Otherwise, I have no hope. Because I'm nothing but a dumb sheep. Thankfully, man doesn't get a vote. The good shepherd brings in all of his sheep. Time again. Let's just finish this. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of grace. His grace. The good shepherd did lay down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd did take up his life again. And the good shepherd made the perfect offering to the Father for his sheep. The offering is for exactly as many as the substitution was for. He died for the sheep. His blood was offered to the Father for the sheep. And those sheep were chosen before the foundation of the world and predestinated unto the adoption of children. By Jesus Christ to himself, who purchased their redemption with his blood and offered it to the Father, and the Father accepted it. He redeemed the people he chose to redeem. That's it. Nobody else, and nobody left out. Not one short, not one over. For the sheep, chosen before the foundation of the world, predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Because in whom, in him, we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Thank God it's not fair. It's grace. It's grace. All of his sheep were redeemed with this one offering for sin. Period. One offering. Even the sheep who didn't know they were sheep. This happened 2,000 years ago. I wasn't born then. Neither were any of you. But 2,000 years ago, thereabouts, you were redeemed if you are his sheep. And every single sheep from here that hasn't been born yet was redeemed at the cross. At the offering to the Father. With the blood of Christ. Redemption is a one-time event. The world doesn't understand that. See, they think, Walter, the blood has to be applied in a way like you have to do something with it, basically, is the way they teach it. Well, there is an application, but it's the good shepherd that brings them in. It's the good shepherd that calls them by name, and they hear and they follow him. There are some applications. Regeneration, repentance, conversion, those things have got to happen. They will happen for every one of his sheep because he's promised it. And Paul told us he's done it. Before the foundation of the world, he promised it. And all of this, his blood, the forgiveness of sins, are according to the riches of his grace. Yeah. Not my works, not my acceptance, not anything of mine, and not anything of yours. Nothing. It's his work. Every bit of it. Walter said, and I've said, somebody says something better, I'll steal it. I'll do it. The good shepherd is responsible. We're irresponsible. I try to be responsible. Sometimes I just try to act responsible. But as far as the grace of God is concerned, I'm irresponsible. I said last week, it's a lot harder for me to do good things than bad things. Good works are harder than bad works. Bad works come easy to me. I have to try not to cuss. You know, I'm sorry. That's just the way I am. I spent 3 years in the Army before God got a hold of me. So I learned cussing from professionals. I have been cussed by professionals, and I'll tell this on me, but I repent. I'm not very, you know, I may not be very good at it. I can cuss like a professional if I need to. And immediately, though, I am sorry about it, Walter. It's like, I shouldn't have said it that way, you know. Now, I wanted to get my idea across, but I shouldn't have said it that way. Everything is provided, purposed. It was provided because it was purposed and planned by God, the Father, and the Son, and the Spirit of God. They agree in one. This is redemption. The Good Shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. And he took it up again. And because of his substitutionary sacrifice, because of his taking his life up again, we live. The sheep live. Because he ever liveth to make intercession for us. And he's up there right now watching over us. Actually, he's here with us now. We're two or three are gathered in his name. This is the good news, that the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep, and he took it up again. And he's finishing the rest of his promises. He's bringing in his sheep. And there's one fold, and there's one shepherd. Walter, I've been listening a little bit to that stuff on the future things. You know, there's only one olive tree. We were grafted into the olive tree. We were wild olive branches. We were grafted in. There's only one tree. And the Jews are going to be grafted back in. And guess what? Still only one olive tree. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. There's only one vine. There's only one husbandman. There's only one fold. There's only one shepherd. There's only one olive tree. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. There's only one salvation. And it was from before the foundation of the world. It was chosen. People were chosen. And he is bringing them to the knowledge of their salvation. I like that. I like knowing about my salvation. That's a blessing from God. And I got to quit because Walter's got to preach. Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for this time and this place. But most of all, we are thankful for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is King and will be coming back as King of kings and Lord of lords, who is the one who purposed and provided and planned and gave and gives life to his sheep. Everything comes from you. In Christ's name we thank you. Amen.